is yours. Take what's yours and Rose will lead you to where you need to be.
Where you need to be.
Run away from here. Escape this world of fear. A world where you can be what you wanna be.
What you wanna be.
Let me run away. In the sun I'll lay and feel the energy flow in my veins. Let's run away to get the we'll lay and feel the energy flow in my veins. All the way from here, float in the atmosphere. I can feel the love escaping from you. Just a little more. We felt that love before. The love of you and I is pure gold.
Our love is gold.
You know I can't take my mind off it. You want it all, so take it.
You said in the beginning that you didn't have so much experience in performing live and so on. So how it is today? You know, did you gain experience? I mean, you will be performing in Montreux, so no pressure there. But it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity. But I think these kind of opportunities bring a little bit of a nervousness as well. So we will talk about that later on. But yeah, in the meantime, how do you feel now when you perform? And until now, what was your favorite gig to do?
So indeed, I didn't train to go on stage, basically, when we started. But then the training just comes with going back and back again and back again. And you do gigs over and over again. You start with stress, with things that weren't really planned. Yeah, you start to kind of deal with them. But now, how do I feel? I feel like I'm just as stressed as I was on day one. But I don't know, actually. Stress is a big thing. I get super nervous before going on stage. And I try to take this as a sign that I care about what I do and that I want to do a good job and I want to do, you know, I want to have a good experience and people to have a good experience as well. But I'm so nervous every time.
So what do you do to relax? What helps you actually? Are you nervous just before and then when you start, you're like, that's it? Or do you have like some kind of tips and tricks that helps you?
No, I just hug people a lot. my musicians a lot so that they can take my stress away from me. And then what do I do? No, not really. I don't really have, hugs is a huge thing, but that's kind of it. And then I try to talk to myself. I try to like shake it off and, you know, and I try to have a little internal conversation to tell me that I wrote the songs. I know what I'm singing about. And I've been playing with the same musicians for a while now. We know each other. We know how we play together. Even if there's something that's not supposed to happen, we will obviously know how to get on from there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, to try and trust myself and trust the boys as well. Hi, I'm Navy, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Don't you hurry. We can take our time. I'll be there. Don't you worry.
Worry.
Please hold me closely. We're chest to chest. I wanna hold my breath, don't let this moment ever end. I wanna stay all night.
All night.
Make our dreams intertwine.
So as you said, you're always playing with the same musicians. So how did you select the musicians for the tour? Were you already working with them before on your EPs and the album, or did you kind of find them after?
I found them afterwards when I released my first EP, so Blue. It was only me and the producer I used to work with. There was only the two of us, and then we kind of knew that we wanted to do some a little bit more live than studio. And then Instagram is your best friend when you're trying to find people. So yeah, Instagram, we DM'd them.
Great. And then you just clicked with them, and now you're doing this together.
Yep, exactly.
Amazing.
Caramelisé comme Mélanie.
You're were quite young, and you explained to us how you started and what was the boost in your career. But for anyone starting at this point of time, you know, and wanting to pursue a career in music, what would be your one advice? Something that either somebody told you or you told yourself. Like, what would you say to somebody starting today?
There are so many things I would love to. There's so many things to say to anyone at any stage, but I think to start, you just have to start. That's the thing. Just have to do it, and then you'll see, and you'll learn. That's how I honestly. Sometimes I feel like I'm really, really lucky because I've learned things along the way. There's so many things I still don't know about, but you'll learn them eventually. But if you want to do something, do it, and then you'll see.
So you're doing Montreux on Monday. So what can people expect from you? Like for somebody like me as well, I haven't seen you live yet. So what can people expect from you during a live gig?
I think when I'm live, I try to invite people into my way of feeling music. Mm-hmm. And what I hope people can leave with is like a warm and loving and comforting feeling. That's what I try to give out to people. And that's also what I try to give to myself. Because I want the time on stage to be, to feel nice and to feel good, because music is this for me. I want to feel good with music. So I think that's what you can expect.
Amazing. And I know that you have a few other gigs also lined up, which is amazing. But where would you like going forward, where would you like to see yourself perform? Any venue or any festival where you would, you really think would be a great opportunity for you?
Okay, so in Switzerland, I would love to do Palio one day, like at some point. I don't know when, but I hope it's going to happen. And then something further than Switzerland, I don't know. Like huge festivals that we hear from, but I've never been. It's like things like Glastonbury or, you know, these seem amazing. I don't know if I would love to do them because they seem huge. But I think I would love to, yeah, to have the experience of these kinds of places.
Let's pretend just for the night. Build a life that we will never have. Oh, just you and I. The way you catch the corner of my eye. I won't ask you for no love letters, no promises,
no promises.
Can I call you my summer fling? Let's just get lost into conversation.
Let's get lost
and forget about them in the morning. And dance for the night. We've only got a couple hours. Oh my baby, use them right. Oh, I just wanna dance for the night. My fantasies, I'll give you a
minute.
Let's turn seconds into hours like the movies do. Live our crazy, stupid love, but stop it halfway through. I won't ask you for no good manners, no daffodils,
no good manners.
I won't call you when summer ends. Let's not get caught into complications. Cause the feeling will fade in the AM. And dance for the night. We've only got a couple hours. Oh my baby, use them right. Oh, I just wanna dance for the night. Getting colder, said I wouldn't call you. Oh, how the times have changed. Thought I was more clever, but I saved your number. Now we both remember when we danced for the night.
Hi, I'm Navy, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show, but I think it was beautiful to hear from Navy herself. What can you expect from her gig? So from that point of view, I'm really advising you or highly recommending to you to check out Tempo Music this year and see her gig. You will definitely see me there. I think I will not miss it this time. Funny thing, when Navy was saying what the audiences can expect from the gig, she was also mentioning that this is something she will receive. And for me, already this makes me believe that she must be amazing live, because that exchange of the energy and that genuine feeling and emotion between the audiences and artists is actually really what I love and what makes a really good gig. That being said, I actually had the same feeling when I had an interview with Navy. It was exactly what I said in the beginning, that genuine warm feeling, kind of aligned with the music. And I could see her bubbly personality. And I do know that maybe it doesn't make sense that the music that is kind of deep and maybe a bit sad and melancholic is also bubbly at the same time. But I don't know. As I told you in the beginning, blue color and everything blue around me just makes me really happy. So for me, these two feelings are really connected. So with that being said, we are coming to the end of tonight's show, but don't worry, there is still more music that I want to play from Navy for you tonight. So I'm gonna leave you with some of the music from her albums, some of the songs that I didn't play until the last song. And then I'm going to stream two live sessions that Navy did, because they're just beautiful. You really need to hear this. And I'm leaving this for the end because I think it's really the right way to finish tonight's show. So the first session that I will play after I play a few more songs is the session that she did in 2022 for the Swiss radio Caller 3. And the other session is the session that she just did recently in January of 2024. And that again reminded me about her music and color of blue and everything. Another really fabulous, a bit shorter session than the first one. But I'm going to leave you with all of this because we need a beautiful music at this time of the year, maybe more than ever. And as I said, don't miss Navy live on M4 Music, happening on 22nd and 23rd of March. She's performing on Saturday on 23rd of March, I think late in the evening, around 11 o'clock. Still, I think it's exactly what you will need on that Saturday evening. In the meantime, just enjoy the rest of the music. You were listening to Give Me a Beat. My name is the DJ Baby Monster. This is Radio Laura. I'm wishing you good night, and until the next time.
I've loved you from the second your eyes dived in mine. I cherish this moment with all my heart. Your questions are floating through my mind. Your answers are somewhere there to be found.
I loved you even more after we said it'd be forever, that's what we thought.